Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, founder of Gear Media Studios, Passage to Profit co-host, podcast consultant, speaker, and Gearhart Law chief marketing officer.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with celebrities and entrepreneurs about their stories and their business ventures.
So now we're going to talk to Brady Sticker about churchcandy.com. Imagine putting incredible marketing expertise to getting people to come to your church. This is such a brilliant idea. Welcome, Brady. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, guys. Thank you so much for having me. Me personally, I never thought I would be an entrepreneur. I actually went to school to be a pastor, to go into ministry. And whenever I was working at a church as a youth pastor, helping the teenagers, spoiler alert, being a youth pastor doesn't pay very well.
Really?
Believe it or not. No.
You weren't like one of those billionaire youth pastors.
No, not quite. And so with that, as my day job, I was actually working in digital marketing. And I told my pastor, I was like, hey, some of these things I'm doing at work, like I think we could help the church, just invite people in our city, just invite them to church. And, you know, it's funny, he gave me $500, which was like a big deal to me. I think it was a big deal. He gave me a $500 budget to run an ad campaign inviting people to this event we were doing. I was so excited. I'm an ads manager. I'm building out all these campaigns. I'm doing all the things. The event comes around and no one shows up. And I was defeated. And I was like, all right, well, like, I'm definitely not an entrepreneur. Maybe I don't know what I'm doing. And I'm so glad that my pastor believed in me. He's like, hey, man, it's all good. You know, we've got another thing coming up. He gave me another $500 to put into ads.
But do it different this time.
Yes.
ChatGPT.
Right. No, this is well before ChatGPT.
Yeah, what did we do before ChatGPT?
Oh,
it's
my
like
gosh,
cell phones, you know?
I know. Now I used to say Google it. Now I say, let me ask ChatGPT.
Right.
So it didn't start out well, but eventually we tweaked things and we got it to where, like, I remember meeting someone at church and I asked, like, hey, man, how did you hear about us? And he was like, man, every time I turned around on Instagram and Facebook, I just kept seeing you guys. Mm-hmm. And he has no idea that he's talking to the guy that was setting that up. And so I'm just smiling like, hey, man, dude, like, so glad you're here. That's awesome. And so from there, my pastor introduced me to some of his friends that have churches in different cities. Now I'm very entrepreneurial and have consumed so much business content and use that to scale the business to where now we have over 40 employees, worked with over 1,000 churches, and we're on a mission to connect 1 million people to a local church. And now today, the numbers have been updated. Now it's like well over 350,000 people that we've connected to local churches all across North America.
So I want to know what your secret is, because getting people to events can be one of the most challenging marketing activities.
Oh, it's like pulling teeth. People don't want to leave their house.
Right. I mean, Elizabeth could talk for hours about this, but we do events, and getting attendance sometimes is a challenge, right? So well, how do you do that? How do you get people to show up?
Yeah. Earlier, we were talking about AI and AI in business, and, you know, people, at least what we're seeing in the ministry world, is people want authenticity, right? It's called artificial intelligence. The opposite of artificial would be authentic, right?
Authentic intelligence.
Right, yeah.
There you go.
Not very many people have that.
Yes. And so with that, it's just being real. And, you know, we've seen a huge uptick today with people just looking for something real. And a lot of that spiritually, you know, for us, we've seen church attendance across the board in America actually increase for the first time in maybe 20 years.
Right.
You know, you look at the trends and typically church attendance is going down in America.
Right.
But within the past few years, you see a shift culturally there. And so you see that people are searching. And so for us, we just encourage our pastors to be authentic. And we coach them to record a video. Just being authentic. Don't try to be something you're not. And just invite people to your church. Tell them what you've got going on. And then we always have them give a next step, right? And so we'll tell our pastors to, instead of just saying, hey, see you Sunday, and then pray that, all right, hopefully they show up, we say, hey, down below, click below to plan your visit. and let us know you're coming so we can connect before Sunday.
Sahil Mehta.
Brady, that's such an amazing story. I do want to go back to one point you mentioned because it's so important, and yet I feel we didn't go into detail.
Yeah.
You mentioned that it bombed. The first campaign bombed. No one showed up. It's not even one person. It's no one showed up. However, two very important things happened. One, the pastor believed in you. And I would even go as far as saying, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but you believed in yourself to give it another shot.
Yeah, I mean, it was one of those things where I felt in my heart, like, I think this is something that, like, obviously doing what I'm doing, like, I'm a believer. Like, I felt like God was calling me to do this. And so it was very discouraging whenever that first campaign flopped and nothing came of it. And I started having these seeds of doubt. And it really was my pastor encouraging me. He's like, hey, man, like, I've seen what you do at work and with your day job. I think we could do it here. Let's give it another shot. And we were a new church. You would call it like a church plant, like in a lot of cities that are growing. You know, the population to church ratio is a lot different than other parts of the country. And so different ministries will do what's called church planting, where they start a new church from scratch. So we didn't have anyone a part of our church yet. So we like needed people. So there might have been part of it where our pastor was like, we got nothing else to do. So might as well.
We were desperate.
Yeah. And so luckily that desperation really played into that beginning of Church Candy and just tweaking and trying things. Because there's I'm sure a lot of you guys as entrepreneurs, like when you first started out, probably at the beginning it didn't work out. And you hit walls.
Well, I would never have thought of digital marketing for a church. I guess that's kind of the disconnect in my brain. I always thought like your parents went there, so you went there, or your friends brought you to your church. It was always an in-person experience. And it's amazing that you've been able to build it with digital marketing.
Yeah, I mean, in reality, all we're doing is just helping local churches invite people in their city to church. And typically what we're seeing are people that have either recently moved to the area or they were raised in church and then they moved for college or whatnot and then just kind of stepped away from the faith. And now they're at a season in their life that's a summit of theirs that they're wanting to pour into and make as a priority.
So what are some of the techniques that you use to do this outreach?
Using social media ads is huge.
When you say social media ads, you mean you go to Facebook mm-hmm. and you create an advertisement and say the church is going to have a service or potluck or something like that, and then you put it out there on Facebook.
Yeah.
Are there certain demographics that you look at?
Yeah, so well, nowadays Meta, that owns Facebook and Instagram, is really good at taking your content and placing it to who you're trying to serve. Like Meta, Facebook, Instagram, they know so much about you if you're on their platforms. And so we'll typically now leave the targeting pretty wide open, but we will specifically do something that's called retargeting. Whenever someone goes to Google and they search for churches in Houston, and maybe they go to my church's website, well, we're able to set up a retargeting tracking pixel from Meta that will allow us to show ads to people that have been to our church's website. So they're already interested in us. So for example, for you guys, you probably have something like this, your marketing team set up on your website for Gearheart Law, to where if someone's looking for intellectual property law, they go to your website. Well, now you have the ability to show them ads on Instagram and Facebook because you're a warm lead. You're looking for them. And so for us, we do that same approach because we want to, you know, invite people to church that are already interested in coming, that are looking for a church.
So I had a question on marketing as well. You talk about marketing for your clients. How about marketing for your business? Love to hear some on that too.
Yeah, I don't have many competitors. I can maybe name them on my hand as far as other companies that do what we do for churches. And so I'm very blessed to be in what you would call a blue ocean, to where it's wide open, or a red ocean. I don't remember the term. Maybe you could help me out with that. But regardless, it's one of those things that's been really easy for us to get new clients because the word of mouth is good. And the best ads for us, whenever I run an ad promoting our business, it's not me talking. It's not a video of me. It's a video of our clients mm-hmm. talking about the results they got, right? It's a video of a pastor saying, we were a church that averaged around 100 people or so. We signed up with Church Candy. They helped us run some Facebook and Instagram ads. 6 months later, now we're averaging 200 people. And so 100% growth in 6 months. There's a pastor in Plano, Texas. The pastor's name is Ken Bennett.
Their church is Connect Church in Plano. And their church in 18 months went from 150 people to today they're well over 1,000 people. The only thing that they changed in that time is they signed up with Church Candy. We helped them get new guests. And so whenever we have videos of the pastors talking about that, that's social proof that I'm able to take and run as an ad and show that to other pastors and ministry leaders. And so, you know, the way we've scaled our business so much is when we get a new client, really try to knock it out of the park with results, get an amazing results. And once we get amazing results, I want to get a video of them talking about it. So we'll do case study interviews, podcasts, and then we leverage that in our marketing to then get a new client. And then it's a cycle that just repeats.
So do you have a secret sauce for your ads then? Because I know you can use Facebook ads and they fall flat. I'm not going to ask you what your secret sauce is if you want to keep it a secret.
No, it's keeping it short. Keep your video ads as short as possible just because people have short attention spans, or at least get straight to the point, right? Like, I don't start out my video ads going, "Hey, what's going on, everyone? Welcome back to Church Candy. I'm Brady Sticker, and today we're talking about da-da-da-da-da," right? That's great for a podcast, right? But whenever someone's scrolling on social media, they've got the mindset of, what's in it for me? Is this something I'm interested in watching? Mm-hmm. And if you're just sitting there talking about you, they don't care. But if you get straight into, our church went from 100 people to 500 people in 6 months in that first 10 seconds. If I'm a pastor or a church leader and I see that, I'm intrigued. I'm like, whoa, tell me more about this.
So you're using client testimonials in your Facebook ads. I think that's really powerful and really smart.
Google, I guess, has released some new tools incorporating AI for marketing. And I'm just wondering, have you had a chance to look at any of these, like Google Discovery or any of these tools yet?
Yeah, we've done a lot. It's really cool because if you search Facebook ads for churches on Google, Church Candy's one of the first ones there, and they're citing our blog on our website in the AI answer. And so that's super cool. And so there's different things there that we've played around with. But a lot of it, I mean, it's probably some things that Elizabeth knows a lot about now, getting these LLMs to recommend you in your business or podcast.
And what I'm seeing right now is the LLMs are going to your website first and your blogs second. And there's a way to structure the content in the back end of the website. And there's a piece of software you can put in there called a schema markup that is like a roadmap to the LLM. So it sounds to me like whomever's doing your website really knows their stuff.
My team, amazing architects at setting all that up to make sure that's there in the back end.
Right. So the Google stuff and the LLM stuff overlaps a lot, but there are some places where it diverges. So congratulations. So blogs, websites and blogs are more important than ever today.
It says here in my show notes that you're working on a documentary and an app. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about those.
Yeah. So the documentary, I mentioned to you guys about church planting. So, you know, there's a church that's starting in Houston. And I had the thought of, what if we could show behind the scenes of what does it actually take to start a church from scratch? What is the back end? All the administrative things, finding a building, building a team, like how do you get people there? And we're working with them already because we're doing all of their marketing and promos to get people to their events. And I was like, what if we could show a documentary that's basically a really expensive case study and testimonial for Church Candy, but it also educates and has this entertaining story element behind it. And so there's a church launching in January. It's called The Garden. You can go look them up. And so the documentary name is Planted. And it's almost like if you've ever seen The Undercover Billionaire, not an undercover boss, but Undercover Billionaire. It had Grant Cardone on season 2, to where basically they drop a entrepreneur in a city and they have to build a business from scratch in 90 days. It's a really great show. I think it was on Discovery several years ago. So we're basically doing that, but the ministry side of that, dropping a pastor in a city, and he has, which in this case, 18 months to start a new church from scratch, and showing behind the scenes of how
that
he's
is,
doing it.
That is very cool. I hope it gets picked up. Brady Sticker, how do people find you?
Churchcandy.com. I'm most active on Instagram personally, so you can go to Instagram.com and search my name, Brady Sticker, and connect there.
Great. Thank you very much, Brady.
Passage to Profit is a Gear Media Studios production. It's a nationally syndicated radio show appearing on 40 stations across the U.S. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, our studio assistant Rissakat Busari, and our social media powerhouse Carolina Tabares. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.